The Eldritch Hour is a horror-themed tabletop roleplay podcast containing violent and mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Betwixt the spaces we know, just beyond the fringe of human experience, old and strange things worm their way through the black matter of the universe, uncaring and unyielding. But there is a moment when the mucus-thin veil between our reality and theirs is worn and split. When the other reaches through the cosmic loam and touches an unlucky few. This moment is known as the Eldritch Hour.
Bobby's holding the camera, camcording the conversation between Harry and Harlow, talking about a body in the back of the Oldsmobile that Sam is now dragging Mary through the cold rain to. After you've piled in this old woman and Amelia into the car.
I don't know what their involvement is in any of this, Sam or Mary.
I don't think it's worth investigating. Just
could. What if Mary's innocent?
Do we follow them then? Or do we get out of here?
I don't know that there's a getting out of here. Do you know what I mean?
I'm gonna prop the camera up and angle it to where it can still look at this scene conversation, and I'm gonna step up.
Guys, what if we pretend we wanted to whatever's going on here, right? Somebody knows what's going on. If we try to to help them, maybe we can get further insight into what they're actually trying to do.
I don't know if you saw the same body I did, Bobby. But I don't want that to happen to any of us.
Yeah. No shit, Harry. Nobody wants to die. But if we say we see it and we're cool with it, maybe we get initiated into whatever they're doing.
Yeah, maybe we just get flayed later instead of right away.
That's not a good way to recruit people, Harry. You gotta think logically about this stuff.
What do you mean recruit? What are you saying? What are you talking about right now?
But when you look at all the stuff that's happened, at least on the west side, these cults, they want more people in. Because the more people you bring in,
cults?
The more you can sacrifice.
Bobby, yeah. We don't know if this is a cult thing. We don't know what any of this is.
Can I roll education, Josh? Or like something to revolve around like my interviews and stuff about weird shit happening that I've done? To kind of like, I don't know, like give myself some confidence in what I'm saying?
I would take an occult or, an education roll is fine.
Is fine because like I'm good at it, or like do you... Would you prefer a cult?
Get different information, probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll education because that's not a 10. Education's an 80, I believe. I rolled a 35.
All right. You're not wrong. You have absolutely heard of cults in history. Torturing victims for human sacrifice to cause pain. In fact, you know of one that... were searching for, like, they were literally physically creating martyrs. They would torture people to the moment of death, and in the last moments, they would try to question folks to see what they saw as they were dying, to know what was beyond life. Like, so it is not outside of the realm of, of cult activity to do this sort of thing to people. And obviously, several serial killers throughout history did horrific things to folks up to this point. And in fact, Mr. Dahmer, most recently, is in the public mind only a few years ago. And he was supposedly maybe involved in like satanic worship and that sort of, or at least the public certainly pointed their finger in that direction. And so, yeah, you're not crazy for thinking that this might be cult activity. However, Harlow's also not wrong in that you really have no substantiation for any of this other than there's a body in a car, but yeah, Bobby doesn't feel off in suggesting what he's suggesting.
You don't get it, bro. Like, there's some people who like have done this stuff as like a kind of ritualistic sort of presentation to some kind of higher entity, right? You remember when we were kids, right, Harry? Right, Harley? Like, yeah, this could be, this could be something huge. And, like, if we play it right, we can look and see to what it actually is.
I don't want to see what it actually is.
And then prevent it from happening to anybody else.
So you think, what do you suggest? You think they're gonna lead us to this orb of light or whatever the fuck that was?
Bro, I don't know what they're gonna do, but like, we should totally try to see what it is.
Have they like pulled out of the alley right now?
Yeah, like... I was just gonna say. The lights go on, and the engine is roaring at the Oldsmobile, and it starts to back out of the alley spot.
Like towards us? Backing out towards us?
Yeah, rear end coming towards you. Looks like it's going to maybe try to head northward.
Harry, bro, you're the smartest guy I know. If you say no, then I'm gonna fucking back you, bro. But if you think it's something worth going... Let's go, bro.
The problem... of course I want to go. I want to collect hard evidence of this sort of shit. But we got two, like, civilians with us now. What? We're just going to drag them to their... I don't know. Maybe their deaths or something?
Bro, there's no hospital here. They're not going to be any worse with us when they are here.
They are if we're chasing cultists and killers.
Can you all lose 2 points of HP for the amount of time you've spent in this cold wind and rain? Just absolutely like numbing your skin. You all feel like you are getting like severely close to hypothermia as the amount of time. I mean, well, just collectively throughout the evening, having gone in and out and never really given yourselves any sort of true respite from the elements. And are now having this conversation. And the Oldsmobile is pulling away up the road.
Partially. Let's tell you this in the van.
To make you aware.
Can I make a one last like spot hidden? Or maybe I'm able to tell as they drive by of them in the car? Because obviously I'd see whoever's driving first if they're backing out. And then just to see if they're...
Well, they won't drive by you. You're parked... You're the furthest vehicle from the gas station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they back up. You can kind of like, they're kind of backing and like curving backwards to you. So Sam's driving, Mary's in the passenger seat.
Okay.
And then it pulls away from you. So all you can see is like through the back windshield or like the back window into the front, like towards the front. So, but there doesn't seem to be any, as far as you can tell, struggle or anything. They're illuminated momentarily by the lights from under the pumps. Or like above the pumps. So
there's only one road out of this too, right?
Yeah, that's the road you came on. Although Amelia mentioned the road back there leading to her cottage. So you don't know how far back that is, but there is maybe another road.
She didn't mention that to us, by the way. That's only, I think only Harlow knows that.
Only Harlow knows that, yes.
Sure.
That's
correct. Yeah, all I know is pavement. Eric, bro, get in the van. I'm freezing, bro.
Yeah, I get in.
Well, there's one road out. Harley, we can call it quits, bro. But yes. What do you think? And who is this, by the way? Hey, hi, my name's Robbie. You can call me Bobby. They call me Bobby. My real name's Robert, but you know. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Amelia.
This is the woman.
You saw that, hi. Right? That was the light.
Attacked you and your grandfather?
Yeah. Camera.
Yes.
He pulled the camera and Harlow's like, stop it! People are being traumatized.
Just hard.
Videotape their trauma. Oh, don't. All
right. No, you're right. Right. I'm gonna turn the camera around, but I'm gonna keep it on so I can pick up their audio.
The audio.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
That was the light. It came from in my grandma's house. During I remember it wasn't there. The men attacked and. They came bursting in, and then they wanted money, and it came. My grandpa pointed, and the light came. I'm sorry, I don't remember. I don't remember everything.
Oh, it's okay. Your grandfather originated the light?
I don't know. It all happened so fast. I think it came from a box or something. Something in the house.
Who is your grandfather?
Are you known to have money? Like, do these two people, like, are you guys known to... Or did they just stumble upon your house and hoped?
You don't look rich to me!
The old woman says from the corner in the back of the van.
Clothes all tattered. I'd be damned if I was seen outside my home like that. Where's Teddy?
She ran through the forest. It tattered her clothes. They weren't tattered before.
Oh.
She's in a costume.
Amelia pipes in again.
It's Halloween.
Amelia pipes in again and says, my
grandfather had... He was very well to do. He was a doctor in his former life. Retired now. Right? Failing health. He has a heart condition. But yes, he has a very nice cottage up the way back there. Green Apple Acre. I live with him to help care for him.
Would you like to go back there?
Do you want us to take you home?
Yes. I need to know if he's okay. I think I remember gunfire. I think he was shot.
Do you know where the hospital is? Like, is there somewhere close that we can take him once we get there?
How long ago was he shot? Because I can maybe do something if it wasn't lethal. Hold him over till someone comes.
I only ever travel to Foxborough, but that's nearly a half hour away, and that's in good weather. I think there's an old hospital in Husher's Hill, but I don't know. I don't go there. My grandpa always told me to stay away.
Your grandpa told you to stay away from Husher's Hill?
Yeah, he told me never to go there. And
Did he give you any reason?
He's trustworthy. I never questioned it. I just always... Foxborough's always given us everything we need. I never had a reason. And I don't remember how long it's been since this happened. Time has been really funny.
Do you have a phone at your house? Do you know the number? Here,
give me a second.
Write it down. I pass her a piece of paper.
Yeah, she writes down the phone number.
Do you think if he's okay that he'll be able to get to a phone?
I don't know. I hope so.
Do you want me to run into the diner and find a phone and try and call?
Do you think it works?
And she like looks out the window to the diner with lights flickering and a couple sparks still going from the large light that has crashed into the diner.
I can roll if you'd like, but knowing Harry's father's business and past, Harry knows that the phone lines run on different power.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'll give you that. I'll give that to you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially your electrical repair is also high enough that, yeah, you would know that. So
if it's not damaged, it'll go through. I can try.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, please. Yeah, try. Be careful though of the light.
And she like kind of like really grabs your jacket and like clenches it tight when she says it.
Amelia, you bet your ass I will. And I run out.
I want to follow Harry in just so that none of us is ever like fully alone. But I'm going to turn to Bobby and be like, if that thing comes back, if the glowy thing comes back, you drive and you get them out of here. Get yourself out of here. Understood?
What? No. No. I'm going to get you guys out first.
Bobby.
What? No, but I don't. Harley, I don't
all right.
Care.
If we're not back in 5 minutes, drive. Understood?
No. You two are my friend.
We'll take the truck.
I don't care about them.
There's a truck.
Go do your business. We'll be here when you get back.
You're gonna leave me here with him?
He's fine.
Are you serious? And yeah, like Amelia heard you say you don't care about her.
Yeah. No. We're gonna take care of everybody here, is what I'm saying. Like, I'm not leaving them.
You can trust Bobby. Bobby?
I'm gone.
Just fucking. God damn it.
Yeah.
Just fucking keep the car running. Got it? Keep the camera down and the car running. Be ready. And then I go.
Yeah, Harry, you get inside. There is a phone on the wall near the kitchen door.
Yeah, I'm jumping over the counter, climbing over it, clambering in the old way. Unless the flap's just already out and I can just...
The flap is up, yeah.
Okay, I'll just run straight through it. Pick up the phone, look for dial tone.
Yeah. There is a dial tone, and then a ding as Harlow bursts back in the door behind you.
I, like, have it on my ear, and I'm, like, looking over at the door, punching in the numbers of this person's house.
It rings. And rings. And rings.
Harlow, what's the last name?
Rings. 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 Rings.
Said he was old, right? How long should I wait?
Rings.
Is it still ringing?
Rings.
Yeah.
Rings. Rings.
Just hang up. Should I try again, or?
I don't know if it's worth it.
Should I call the cops?
That might be a good idea.
911.
Yeah. Can I peek my head in the kitchen door? Because, I don't know, I'm just curious if I could see anything, like, immediately.
You peek your head in. The large corner of an unlit Orchard Run diner sign encompasses the back half of the kitchen. And there is nothing else out of the ordinary besides the chaos of all the damage that has been caused.
Hey, grab me a Coke, won't you?
Sure. I go into the kitchen and open the fridge and hope to God there's nothing weird in there.
911. What's your emergency?
Hi. Hi, there's an emergency at the Orchard Run Diner.
Okay, what is your emergency?
Well, a giant sign, for starters, has crashed through the roof. I know the storm is crazy, but it's real bad. There's a couple of hurt people. And I think there might be, like, a killer of some kind, because we saw a dead body in the back of a car, and they just left a little bit ago, heading north up the road. In, like, a beige Buick, is a man and a woman, Sam and Mary.
Is everyone okay? Do you need immediate medical services?
Please.
Okay. What I need you to do is find a safe, secure location to stay locked in, get yourself and everyone else in the room. And I need you to stay on the line with me if at all possible. I will call emergency services and have them on their way. I can't guarantee that there will be a swift time because the storm is...
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
We have to go. Harlow?
Yeah, I think I've made it to the fridge handle and then hear Harry say we have to go. And then I just abandoned the fridge. Just turn back.
I leave the phone off the hook as asked.
In the van. Where's Teddy?
Oh my god. For the last time, Teddy's gone.
I'm worried about him. He went to the bathroom a long time ago, and that weird thing is out there.
Teddy went to the bathroom. Still in the bathroom.
He's still in the bathroom? Oh, no. I hope he doesn't need a catheter again. And she pops the back door open and starts to walk out into the rain. Teddy! And she's yelling as she starts to walk towards the gas station.
Will someone close the door? Please?
Yeah, the phone line goes down the inside. Harry, you say, Harley, we gotta go, and look out the window. And the old woman is like halfway across the lot towards the...
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I run out to the door. Hey,
I have to find Teddy!
You'll catch your death out here. Come on.
Well, we can't just leave him. He has problems.
Yeah, I'll say. Let's go.
Will you check on him in the bathroom?
Ma'am, he's dead. Get in the van.
Well, what do you mean he's dead?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't know how to break this to you. Your husband's dead. Either you come with us, or you catch your death out here as well.
That scary thing, it got him. And it's after us, too.
No! And she, yeah, she starts to cry.
Let her ball. I'm just gonna absolutely just, like, cry. Let it out. Let's go.
As Harlow, as you've gotten this old woman and you're corralling her back to the back of the van, Harry, you're getting in. You look back and you see creeping out of the alleyway through the air. The light is starting to return.
Bobby, we gotta go.
Slowly slither its way.
Bobby, we gotta go. Punch it. Punch it.
Gotta go back down. Down the mountain.
Like, go.
All right. Chill, bro. Don't tell me how to drive my own.
Well, drive it careful because I'm recording out this back window. And I turn the cameras on, and I turn the EMF on as well.
But what are you picking up back there?
It's back. Drive faster.
Yeah, the EMF is like just the needle, the moment you turn it on, just slams all the way to green. Like,
yeah, I'm like recording the EMF reading and trying to look out the window to see the light coming at us.
Yeah, I'm going to wait to the last possible minute and then go up that hill.
Oh, we're going down, I think.
Yeah, we're going. Is it coming?
You kind of came. So you were on a road that's like winding up and down and bending. Mm-hmm. You did come down a little bit of a hill to here. This is like in a almost like a weird basin kind of area. And then you would be going back up the hill again. So it's like kind of in at the bottom of the belt. So.
Yeah, the route that we came in on, Josh, I'm going straight on that route.
All right, you punch it. You back up. And then you speed along the road. Harry, you are welcome to look out the back window because you will still see this thing after we pass it. As you narrowly miss passing it. And it starts to then curve, like snake around to follow you, but is clearly moving much slower than Bobby is driving. And you leave it in the distance as Bobby gets on the road and goes up the hill, and then the tree line breaks your view of it and the diner. You make your way up this muddy road, still deep woods on your left-hand side, and more woods, but also you know that there's a drop-off on your right as the mountainside continues downward. But you're driving up and north, and then you start to round a bend and have to turn left a bit. And as you wind, Bobby, in your headlights, illuminated in front of you, is the taillights of the Oldsmobile. And you realize that they're at a strange angle as the car is tipped forward a bit and stuck in the flow of a massive washout of river water that's bisecting the road and has flooded across, like from down the mountainside on your left, across the road and down the mountainside on the right, past the drop-off. And this car has like sunk forward a little bit and is fully stuck. The front end is just stuck in water.
Awesome.
And you're going to hit it if you don't stop.
I stop.
Can you give me a drive auto? Since the road is mostly mud at this point, and breaking
my condolences
quickly,
to all involved.
I feel like I should
role.
Be driving. I have the best drive auto here.
Oh. Okay, Luther, I rolled a 13
on a 20, so that's a regular success. Yeah, you're able to bring it to you. Slam on the brakes and are able to maintain control as it slides in the mud and ends, you know, only a few feet from the end of this Oldsmobile in front of you. Harry in the back, you and the old woman go careening backwards as he slid and then stopped suddenly.
Towards the front, you mean?
Yeah. Since you were facing the other way. Yeah, you just fell backwards onto the mattress. And some of the gear comes tumbling off the racks. And
gonna make a dex roll to protect my gear. And, sure. And Bobby's gear.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's an 85 out of 65. That's a fail.
makes sense. I have a ton of shit back there, dude.
Yeah,
you maybe like reach to snatch one of the cameras that's falling, and yeah, no, you miss it as you're kind of like jolted sideways too, and it crashes on the floor of the van.
Ugh, Bobby!
Fuck! Jesus, Harley, did you see that? What's going on? Harry! Hey, Harry, you okay back there, bro?
Yeah, but one of your cameras fell. I don't know how that is.
What?
Are you okay, ma'am?
Yo, bro, which...
How are the others?
Which one? Oh, yeah, how are the others?
You all right, ma'am?
I guess so.
You know, wiping tears from her eyes still, but pushing herself up off the floor of the van.
What's the situation?
Yeah, Amelia's like in the curtain, like between, like was kind of watching the front road with you,
Harlow. Oldsmobile is in the water. It's flooded up ahead.
Yeah, the road's flooded up there.
We gotta go back.
Where are they? Are they in the car?
Can't tell. Okay. Can I tell?
If you want to give me a spot hidden. The rain has let up a little bit, but it is still, you know, still raining and it's dark here.
31 out of 70. Hard success.
You notice that the door, both the front doors are slightly cracked, like opened. And actually the flow of the water has taken the passenger door like fully open on the side as you like kind of like look around a bit. And it looks like no one is in the vehicle. The headlights are still on, like illuminating underwater a little bit, but no one is in there.
It looks like they got out. They abandoned it.
Bobby, how's the trunk?
The trunk, the back hatch is closed. Pretty difficult to see anything from here since it's a little turned away from you now, but it's not opened.
It's bro, it's still closed though.
They just leave it in there?
Leave what? What?
Harry, come up here and take a look. Come on, dude.
All right, one sec. I'm gonna push the locks on the back doors, and then come up there.
Yeah, bro, like the car's right there, bro. Trunk sealed.
Do you think they dumped it?
There ain't nowhere to go, bro. Like, where would they go? Like, this is a bad spot to dump anything.
Lock your doors.
Okay. Harley, lock the door over there.
I already did it.
Smart. Lock mine. All right, hurry. Now what?
Well, if that light's following us, I don't know that we have a lot of time.
Time for what, bro?
I don't want to be here when it finds us.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here.
Want to turn around or try to drive through it?
I mean,
I don't think we can make it through that.
We gotta just turn around.
I'm like, okay, they're scared of water. Whatever, I roll. It's a 2-lane road. How deep is it, or how bad is the flood across?
Yeah, I mean, it is a 2-lane road. Yes, you could drive around the car. However, the reason, like the real trouble is that the road that you're on is not a paved road.
Right,
it's all mud. Like it's dirt. It's a dirt road, which is now mud. And it's so flooded that this car is literally tipped forward underwater. Like the hood is underwater. It is like embedded in the mud because the river water has washed like most of that away into a divot. and is flooded through. So there's a real chance that the van wouldn't make it across, but you're welcome to try.
I guess I'll turn the van around and that's the end of this adventure.
You're able to do a nice little turnaround here as you fully right yourself in the other direction. You do see the light at the bottom of the hill, skirting the tree line. It's not out in the road, but it is like following the tree line, just through those first trees on the inside, headed in your direction very slowly.
Cool. Keep driving on the road.
Hey, wait a bit, Harry. Yeah, I'm gonna catch it on film.
I got some good footage back in the diner, but like, you know, out here in the woods, like that, that's gonna be really good too.
I'd like to also grab one of my infrared cameras and record it.
See how it reacts with the trees? I'm curious as the relationship between supernatural auras and flora.
I think it turns into wax. You said it melted on, right?
I just need more evidence for it, bro.
Harry, you turn on your infrared cam. Does it have a viewfinder? Like, can you view what you're recording? No. Okay.
Nope.
All right. Yeah, then you you film it, and yeah, you're able to drive past it. However, it does start to, like, as you get closer, it starts to, like, pierce through the trees. And when I say pierce through, it doesn't, like, go between trees. It fully moves through the tree, like a large trunk of an elm. It just slowly, like, liquefies right through the center of the trunk and comes out towards the road just as you pass by.
So there's, like, a hole in the tree now?
No.
Oh, it just...
Like, it literally just, like, a phantasm moved through it.
Okay.
Oh, that's weird.
It's only interested in consuming us, I guess.
Meat.
Cool. Probably. Awesome.
Flesh. Bone.
Certainly bone.
Skin, bone, and flesh.
We're headed to my grandfather's now, right? We have to make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the way back, about half the distance from where you first saw the sign, now that you're on this side of the road and headed in this direction, there is a small side road that's on your right-hand side, nestled between a lot of overgrown trees that you can see. And weirdly, the road you're on has been dirt. This one looks like freshly graveled.
Oh, slow down.
Is this the road, Amelia?
Yeah, yes. Yes, yes, this should lead straight to the cottage. It's just up the hill a ways.
I make my way back to the back to keep, like, camera out the window just in case it comes in view again behind us.
You drive a ways, and can I get another drive auto from Bobby to avoid falling trees?
33.
Okay, would you like to spend 13 luck?
Yeah, sure.
You're able to narrowly miss a tree as it comes down, being blown over by the wind, and continue on up this gravel path, which actually takes you a solid 15 minutes driving up this winding pathway through the woods. But eventually you start to get up to this outcropping, and your headlights illuminate the front of a very nice looking white colonial, like stone colonial style building, a little cottage. And there's a large gravel area for you to park the car. There is a nice black Buick parked here already. And the door, you can see in the light of the headlights, is just flapping in the wind. The front door of the cottage.
I'll pull up to the front.
I'm going to turn off the cameras that I was wielding put them in my like proper ghost hunting bag and just a big duffel full of a few things that I'm gonna sling over my shoulder before going in.
Was there any kind of sign, like Johnson Manor or something, plantation or some shit, coming up this road?
No, there was not.
No identification? Does it look old as fuck? Or
it looks, old? Like an old colonial era cottage. Yeah, so like something from like way back. Decades. Oh.
Are the lights on?
The lights are on the, it's a one story, so it's not a, it doesn't look like a,
oh,
a
large, so it's not place. Like
a... It's not a mansion. It's, yeah, it, it's sizable for a one story. Like it goes wide. It's just not tall. But there are several lights on, in the windows on both sides.
We don't know what happened to those two assailants, you know, those two guys. So keep your wits about you, everyone.
What's the battery like on my camera?
Ooh, good question. Give me a luck roll.
94.
You open the camera and it's blinking. Like the little battery symbol is red now and it's just blinking at you. So it's like near death.
I addressed both Amelia and the old woman. And I asked, do you two want to stay in the band?
I don't really want to go in there, no.
Amelia?
I'm absolutely coming inside. Yes, no, I have to see my grandfather.
All right, ma'am, I don't want to leave you alone in the van, because we're all going to be going in there. So you're going to have to come with us.
If you insist...
Everybody's walking in up, and I chuck a couple extra walkies to the front.
Yeah, bro, just swap this battery out for me.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. And I add an extra one as well.
Thanks.
Hey, no problem, Bobby. Let's get this fucking over with. Chuck the bag over my shoulder.
Season finale, bro, am I right?
What?
So that was Harry, right? Giving his final thoughts on the last big house from this season. So, look, we're gonna go hard, and we're gonna see some crazy shit here, guys. Thanks for staying tuned, Ghost Hunters. Here we go.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you would like to contact the show, there's a number of ways in which you can do so. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at The Eldritch Hour. You can email us at TheEldritchHour@gmail.com. And you can join our Discord community, a link provided in the show notes. If you enjoy what we do, please consider supporting the show. We have a Patreon campaign, a Ko-fi page, or you can purchase merch and even the music made for the show. Links to all of these provided in the show notes as well. The biggest way to support us is by word of mouth. Please consider telling a friend or someone you think may be interested in the show. Or go the extra step and write us a review on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app, if applicable. Until next time, thanks again for listening.